This weekend we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, and it first brings to mind the question, why would Jesus need to be baptized? If he was the Son of God, then he would have had no original sin and no personal sin. So why would he need to be baptized? Well, technically from that standpoint, he didn't need to be. And if he didn't need to be, then do we? There are three reasons or three questions to ask ourselves. One, what are the reasons for his baptism? Why did he do it? Well, number one is because he wanted to make a public revelation of himself. He was beginning his public ministry. And he was making a theological connection, if you will, between the forgiveness that John offered through baptism and the forgiveness that he would offer through the cross. In other words, if baptism is supposed to take away our sins, and Jesus' death on the cross is actually what does it, by Jesus being baptized, he unites those two events, making it possible for us to be saved through baptism. He also wants us to set an example for us. It's difficult when somebody asks you to do something, but they're not willing to do it themselves, right? And so Jesus sets an example for us. And he also came to sanctify the waters. Ambrose of Milan says this, "The Lord baptized not to be cleansed himself, but to cleanse the waters, so that those waters cleansed by the flesh of Christ, which knew no sin, might have the power of baptism." In other words, in a sense, he's giving power to the waters. It is also to connect our baptism to his life through the work of the cross. You know, traditionally, there are two types of baptism. Intinction, where we pour water over the head of the child or the adult, or immersion, where you get fully immersed in the water and you rise from that. Now imagine if you're being baptized in a river, which is probably at least somewhat cold, and you're going totally underwater, under moving water. I remember I was on a rafting trip in Colorado about 6 years ago. We rafted for a while, and then we stopped and had lunch. And then after lunch, they said, if you want to try out a kayak, you can try that after lunch. And I thought, oh, that sounds really cool. Now, we went in the spring when you're getting all this mountain runoff, right? And that water was cold. How did I find out? We flipped over. I'm convinced it was the other person in the kayak that caused it, not me. But we flipped over in that water, and right when we come, you go into the water, you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta get my head above water. It's just this natural reaction. And then when you finally do, you're just gasping for air because of that cold water, you know? I imagine that's kind of the effect that the early Christians felt, and why they felt there was this connection with baptism, with this dying, going under the water, and then rising to new life, because you actually felt like, oh my gosh, I can breathe again. And guys, that's exactly the experience that God wants to have us, have for us through baptism. So if Jesus didn't need to be baptized, but he did these acts, he was baptized to demonstrate these various things, is it truly necessary for us to be baptized? I was talking to a friend who was watching a TV broadcast of a preacher here in Wichita, and they were talking about the necessity of water baptism. And he said this, quote, "There is nothing special in Wichita's water," end quote. What was he saying by that? He was trying to say that there's nothing special about water that cleanses us from sin. Why would he say that? Well, probably because of Christians who are baptized and act like they're not. Doesn't make baptism look very effective, does it? But it is still necessary. We read in John 3:5, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? In Matthew 28, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Acts 2. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus was pretty clear that water baptism is necessary. What scandalizes people is that when we, the baptized, go out and act contrary to our baptism, and we do it repeatedly, this is what would cause a guy to say there's nothing special in Wichita's water. I remember hearing a story of a little boy named Jack, not this one, but another one. Jack went to his little brother's baptism at church with his mom and dad, and afterwards they were journeying home in the car. Jack was sitting in the back seat in his child seat, and his brother, his little newborn brother, in his little baby carrier, and he began to cry. And his parents were kind of mystified. Why is he crying after such a beautiful event like this baptism? And his dad asked him three times, you know, Jack, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And he wouldn't answer. Finally, he speaks up and he says this. The priest said he wanted us to be brought up in a Christian home, but I want to stay with you guys. Why would little Jack say this and be crying? Well, because he saw the dichotomy of Christians who profess Christianity, who are baptized, and then who don't act that way. Now, certainly we all fall, don't we? But brothers and sisters, every day is a chance to renew our baptism. I remember as a child, we had a holy water font in our house. And when we went to Mass on Sunday, we would get holy water out of the holy water container. I don't know what else it's called. It probably has a fancy Latin name. And we would fill it up and go home and fill up our little holy water font. We have them in all of our classrooms here at Christ the King. Why? Because every day we need a renewal of our baptism. In fact, if you want to boil down the Christian life to something really simple, it's simply living out our baptism. And every day renewing it. What did you do when you came in this morning? First thing you did when you came into church, besides complaining about the cold, you dipped your hands in holy water and made the sign of the cross, just like at your baptism. You'll do the same thing when you exit today. When we began Mass, what's the first thing we do after the greeting? We call to mind our sins. And the priest actually offers absolution for you. For your venial sins. Renewing, making new our baptism. And when we sin big, or just need the grace, we go to the sacrament of reconciliation to again renew our baptism. Remember in the early church, they thought that if you sinned, maybe you needed to be baptized again. We have that chance to renew our baptism every day. The last question that we must ask ourselves after we've asked the question, does Jesus need to be baptized? We know that, strictly speaking, he didn't need it for the same reasons we do, but he did need it. We needed him to be baptized. Do we need to be baptized? Yes. And we also need to live it out. But the last question to ask is, what does baptism mean to you? Is it just a cute picture of a baby in a beautiful gown? Is it just a fond memory? Or is it something that you participate in actively every day? Are you living as a baptized Catholic every day? Each time you use holy water, when you profess your faith in a few moments, when you confess your sins, you renew your baptism. That is, you make it new again. The whole of the Christian life can be summed up in one question. How am I living out my baptism?